So I have with me today Kathy Bergeron, and we're talking about the SBA because she is responsible for communications at the SBA. Isn't that right, Kathy?
That's right, and I'm the spokesperson.
All right. Well, we're talking to the right person then.
Indeed.
Well, it seems that it's that time of year that we come up with some questions for the SBA, so I have a list of questions that I would like to go through with you.
Okay.
If that's all right, and see if we can come up with some answers that some of our listeners have had questions on. The first thing that comes to mind is, what are some of the regulations concerning dogs in our region? And when I'm talking about our region, I mean, you know, Lennoxville, Sherbrooke, the whole region.
Okay. Well, actually, the Eastern Townships SPA has the mandate to apply municipal bylaws regarding cats and dogs for 26 different municipalities of the townships region.
Wow.
That includes, of course, the territory of the city of Sherbrooke.
Hmm.
And those bylaws aim to bring harmony between pet owners and citizens, you know, sharing a common territory. And by respecting these bylaws, well, it's a question of public spiritness,
mm-hmm.
but it also makes you, as a pet owner, a responsible citizen who is respectful of other people sharing, you know, the same territory.
And of your animal, too.
Of course, yeah. And just to list a few of these municipal bylaws, there is the identification of cats and dogs through the SPA license department.
So they're tags?
Yep, they have ID tags. You must register your pet once a year, every January. But if you have a new pet, say in April, there's no problem. You can register your pet all time of the year.
Oh, yes, and I think if you register into the year like that, there's a reduction in the price as well, isn't there?
No, actually, it's concerning animals that are spayed or neutered.
Oh,
when
yes.
When your cat or dog is sterilized, you have a rebate of $10.
Okay. But, okay, so every January is a renewal of the licenses, and everyone should have their cat or dog registered with the SPA.
Yeah, because the municipal bylaws stipulate that a pet owner must register his cat or dog.
All right, so it's not an option, you have to do
it. No, it's not an option. And it also, with the ID tag, that's a way to ensure your pet's safety. Say if he runs away or gets hit with the ID tag, there's a number on the ID tag which correspond to your contact information as a pet owner. So if you lose your pet, somebody finds your dog, for example, well, with that number, the person who finds the dog calls us, gives us the number on the ID tag in our computer, we can find the contact information of the owner to tell him, well, somebody found your dog, he's at such address, etc., etc.
And that works very well. I've used it myself.
Yeah. 99% of the pets that come here at the SPA that are lost and who wear the ID tag go back home.
Okay.
Because of the ID tag, which allows us to find the owner.
That was my experience in the couple of times that I called when I found a stray animal.
Yeah, indeed, it's a very good method.
Yes, yeah, great service too.
Yeah, yeah. And among other municipal bylaws, there is also the obligation to keep your dog on a leash when
mm-hmm.
you're walking him or her on the street or in a public area. And, of course, there's the obligation to pick up after your pet. And failure to comply with one or another of these municipal bylaws can lead to a minimum fine of $50 plus taxes.
That's per infraction?
Per infraction, that's right.
So if you're with your dog, you don't have a leash on it, and you don't pick up after your dog, then it's $100?
At least.
At least.
At least.
And
yes.
It can be more then?
It could be more depending on in which municipality you are, because the fines, the amounts of the fines vary. But it is at least $50, and it could be more.
Oh.
Some of them, it goes up to, I think it's $200.
Wow.
Wow, yes.
That starts to hurt.
Yep.
Well, even the $50 isn't, and being told that you're not a good pet owner is not a nice thing either.
No, not really.
No. How do the licenses work for someone who comes from outside of the region? Let's say someone who comes from Ontario or somewhere else that brings their dog with them.
Well, actually, as I said, municipal bylaws in within the 26 municipalities that the Eastern Townships serve, you have the obligation to register your pet within 15 days after his or her arrival into your home or after moving into your new home.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not living in the townships but are visiting for less than 15 days, municipal bylaws state that your pet must have an ID tag delivered by your municipality of residence.
Mm-hmm.
And if it does not register pets, well, then you must make sure your pet is wearing an ID tag with your name and address on it.
And okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Last thing, if you're visiting the townships for more than 15 days,
mm-hmm.
well, the bylaw stipulates that you must register your pet through the SPA license department.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if you're visiting with your pet, it's your obligation to know what the regulations are for pets in the region that you're visiting, I assume.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So if we have a leash law here, then that's what counts, not what you have at home.
That's right. That's right.
And there's no, I would assume there's no 15 days for that.
Pardon me?
I would assume that there's no 15 days grace for that.
No.
Well, that settles a few things there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And another thing that has come to mind is, what are the rules concerning leaving a dog unattended for a long time? For instance, tied up on the side of the house or on a porch or something like that.
Okay. Well, actually, there are no specific rules regarding this aspect, but bylaws state that a dog must be kept in a place where he cannot escape in order to avoid him running around free and unattended. And if your dog is left outdoors, the bylaws also state that he or she must be kept in a place where he will be protected from the rain, the sun, the snow, and he must also have access at all times to water and food. That's what the bylaws state.
Wow. Mm. To water and food?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, hmm. That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next question I have here, they're not necessarily too logically laid out, but I will get back to some of the other points that come up from this, is what can a person do if they see someone walking their dog and they don't have a leash and they feel insecure about that?
Well, maybe first of all is you try to kindly remind that person that his or her dog must be kept, according to the municipal bylaw, must be kept on a leash on the street or in a public space, like such as a park, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And explain that person that, it's simply a question of public spiritness, and it also ensures, as I said, the pet's safety in case he runs away or gets hit by a vehicle, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But if that person still walks around with his pet, not on a leash, you can also make a complaint to the SPA. Our road patrollers will then meet the owner and explain the situation. In that, if that person does not comply within the next days, well, this non-respect can lead to a minimum fine of $50. Plus taxes.
And what's the minimum amount of information that you have to have about the person? I suppose you need to know where they live, it's kind of hard to get their name if they don't want to give it.
Well, you can give information such as where that person lives, what you have witnessed,
okay.
Indeed, and the address of that person.
Mm-hmm.
And once we get a complaint, well, then we'll then go and visit that person.
I suppose it's the same procedure for someone that you witness leaving their dog without water.
Yeah, almost, it's, as I said, either municipal bylaws or the provincial P42 Act and the Canadian Criminal Code state that animals must have access to water at all times. And if anyone witnesses such a situation where the pet does not have access to water and food, Well, once again, that person can make a complaint, and the same procedures will follow. That is, recommendations will be given to the pet owner, and once again, if there's failure to comply, well, it will probably lead to a fine.
Okay.
And, of course, if the situation is more severe, well, it can lead to legal procedures.
Hmm. That brings up the next point. Is there any point at which a person should call the police regarding cruelty or neglect of an animal, or should they always call the SPA first?
All cases regarding animals must be referred to the SPA.
Mm-hmm.
We have inspectors, and they have received a special training and have the authority to apply those municipal bylaws as well as provincial and federal regulations regarding animal protection and, of course, their well-being. So no matter if you're talking about dogs, cats, cows, hens, horses, etc., all cases are treated by us.
Okay. And when the inspector comes to investigate a case, what's the usual procedure for that?
Well, it depends on the severity of the situation. So various measures will be taken. Say if the owner is not home and the situation is not urgent, we will leave a note explaining the reasons of our visits, our visit, and we'll ask him to call us back. Afterwards, we will then meet the owner and give him recommendations.
Okay.
And on the other hand, if the situation is urgent, meaning that animals are either suffering, sick, or in danger, we will then get a search warrant from a judge.
Oh.
And afterwards, we'll proceed with a seizure.
Wow.
And the submission of a file to the Crown will follow, and if necessary, charges will be laid against the owner.
Wow.
But, however, our inspectors always intervene only after a complaint has been made. So we have to think, you know, animals cannot speak. We are their eyes, their voice. So we always ask the population, people, if anyone witnesses a worrisome situation, don't hesitate to contact us, and they don't have to be worried. All informations are kept confidential.
What is the number of the SPA?
819-821-4727, and to make a complaint, you dial the option 5.
Okay, and is that 24 hours a day, or...?
The way it works, we're opened Monday for complaints, Monday to Friday,
mm-hmm.
from 8 o'clock till 5.
Mm-hmm.
After those hours, we ask people to call their police service.
Yes.
And the police will call us. We always have somebody who's there like 24 hours a day to take calls from the police.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that explains a lot. I visited the website for the SBA,
mm-hmm.
and I had a little bit of difficulty finding the contact us information.
And oh, there's so much information on that website.
Yeah. Now, I was just wondering if there's some way to make the number more prominent, because often when we're calling the SBA, we're upset. Maybe there's a dog in the middle of the road that's suffering or something like that. And, you know, trying to find the number when you're upset already is pretty difficult.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, the contact information is above the screen in the no coordonnées.
Mm-hmm.
Then you click there and you find them. But it's a good idea. Like, we'll make sure to make that phone number more evident, like right on the welcome page.
Yeah, that would be great.
Indeed, it's not obvious to find the phone number.
No, and often when I'm calling this because of something that's upset me, so it's a little difficult to find. I imagine it's the same for everyone.
Yeah, I can understand.
Are there some points or questions that I haven't brought up that I should have?
Oh, God. I don't think so. And, you know, if people have questions, I invite them to give us a phone call. And somebody, you know, many people are not aware of those different bylaws that exist, and we'll be glad to explain to them how it works. And
yeah, well, I guess it is the kind of thing that you tend to see every day, people walking without a leash, and it bothers to see it. But mm-hmm. often I had the feeling that was, you know, I didn't really have anything I could do about it.
And furthermore, it's not just a question of complying with bylaws, but it's, you know, it's respecting other people. There might be people scared of dogs, or it's, as I said, it's a question of safety. Say your dog's not on a leash and, I don't know, sees a squirrel and, you know, runs to get that squirrel. He could be hit by a car, and that car could provoke
yes,
you know, an accident, you know?
Yeah, the car could swerve out of control, hits people on the road, mm-hmm. or anything could happen.
Anything could happen, right.
Yeah, it's a lack of respect for the animal as well.
As well, indeed, yeah.
Because the safety of the animals is the first importance, or should be, and so a leash is a very easy method to take. Mm. I know we had a dog very well behaved, all the time very well behaved, but like you mentioned, if he saw a squirrel, forget it, he was gone.
Oh, same way here, I have two dogs and they just go crazy and forget it, you know?
Yeah, squirrels must be very delicious or something.
I don't know what they taste, but... and if you, you know, if you... You have pets, I imagine it's because, you know, you love them. And what is it, you know, to walk with your pet on a leash if you truly love your pet, you know?
Well, that's wonderful points, and thank you very much. We've been talking with Kathy Bergeron from the SPA of Sherbrooke, covers the entire Eastern Townships, and some very good information there, I think very timely as well. As people get ready to start going outside more, mm-hmm. you'll see more That's and more right. of these things. And, you know, maybe you'll be more inclined to call the SPA. Very friendly people. A lot of good information. Thank you very much, Kathy.
Well, you're very welcome.
And it's been an eye-opener.
Thank you.